In Northwest News on KPLU, the world's largest marijuana convention is happening this week in Seattle. As KPLU's Jennifer Wing tells us, Canacon shows off the latest trends in this lucrative and growing industry.
Cheryl Schumann is a businesswoman from Los Angeles, a mom, and a cancer survivor. She's also been called the first marketer for marijuana.
This is a plant that heals a multitude of illnesses. It provides a safer alternative to alcohol, tobacco, and pharmaceuticals. And the revenue from this plant can heal our economies and create jobs and create revenue for programs that are so desperately needed.
Schumann is one of the organizers of Canacon, which is happening at Smith Cove Convention Center at Seattle's Pier 91 on Elliott Bay. On this day, people are setting up booths displaying things like high-tech indoor growing systems and CO2 extractors, shiny stainless steel cylindrical machines. Sean Litterini is from Johnstown, Ohio. He's a sales rep for Apex Supercritical, which makes CO2 extractors. The machines can pull oils from coffee, lavender, and mint, but most of the company's profit comes from marijuana.
3 years ago, in 2013, we did $750,000 worth of revenue. 2014, we did $3.2 million. Last year, we did $9.5 million. And in 2015, we're expecting $20 to $30 million.
Now that recreational marijuana is legal in 4 states and medical is legal in more than 20, Schumann says the industry is in a pot-com boom.
This is the last time that this industry will ever be this small, where a lot of people actually know each other. We are experiencing explosive growth. I mean, they're estimating $47 billion this year alone, which is bigger than the NFL.
Canacon starts today and runs through Saturday. Along with the latest marijuana products, there are more than 30 seminars on a variety of topics, from Cisco Morris offering gardening advice to how to survive an armed robbery. Jennifer Wing, KPLU News.